Let's imagine for a few moments what our life would be like if we could access 100%.
I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for.
I am Iron Man.
Hello everyone, my name is Durgesh Singh. I am a brain expert, memory trainer and an entrepreneur. This podcast channel is about growth mindset, self-improvement, building right habit and understanding more about your career, relationship, finance or any other area of your life.
Hello everyone, this is your host Durgesh Singh and today we'll be discussing on the topic how to deal with stress and anxiety, especially during this COVID time. And today I have a very special guest and I'm really honored and very grateful to have him on my show. Please welcome Mr. Colin Thompson. He's a very, very great coach and he's been helping people since many years how to deal with stress, anxiety. Also is helping people, you know, with personal development, business coaching and so many more. And I'm really, really looking very forward to, you know, have this amazing conversation. I'm already very excited. So please welcome. Hello, Colin Thompson. How are you doing?
Hey, Durgesh, I am doing great. It's a Monday afternoon here in Shanghai. The weather is great, not too hot, not too cold. And you've given me the opportunity to try to give people some insight and tips on how to handle stress and stress as partner anxiety during this time. So I feel very fortunate to have the opportunity. So thank you very much for having me on your podcast.
Welcome. And I'm really, really very grateful and, you know, honored to have you on my show. Thank you so very much for accepting this. And so, you know, let's begin. I was thinking to ask you, you know, especially you mentioned me earlier that, you know, you have been helping people, especially during this COVID time. You know, China was the first place to hit COVID. And when later people in over the world, when we knew what COVID was, we already knew what symptoms it has and what are the things. But people in China, they did not knew and they were really very messed up, you know. So how did you handle that? Any story that you would like to share?
Yeah, and you're correct. COVID hit China hard. It's interesting that China being the first country to go through it, but at the end of the day, China has some of the lowest numbers globally. I'm not sure how that happened, but I think I know how it happened. My theory is that when it hit, people really were so scared, were so nervous, were so anxious that they didn't want to take any chances of not following recommendations on how to keep you, yourself and your family safe. I happened to be in South China on vacation during that time. COVID hit during the largest migration in China during Chinese New Year. So a lot of people were not at home. When it hit, as you mentioned, we had no idea what this thing was. Back then, it wasn't COVID, it was coronavirus. We just heard something. My family and I, my wife and I, a little baby boy, was 5 months back then. The first thing we did was come back to Shanghai because we want to make sure that if airports shut down, if the city shuts down, we want to be in our home. And we talk about stress and anxiety. I don't know how stressed and anxious the community was. And I'll tell you why. You go outside and there's nobody there. So you didn't see anybody really worried. But inside my house, that first 3 weeks, there was a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety. More stress on my side and definitely more anxiety on my wife's side. As you know, when you get anxious, you get very nervous about something impending doom, so to speak. Yeah. Something's going to happen I'm worried about. And in her case, she was really worried about infection. You know, every day in the morning, if we woke up, all you heard was first was this many more people died. Next day, this many more people died. So she was very, very anxious about that time. Didn't want me to get sick or our child to get sick. I'll tell you in a moment how we got past that, but I want to pause here and give you a moment to add comment.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, this was usually what happened. People really understand, you know, I mean, if there's a situation that we have already dealt with, we understand like how to, okay, this has been done. This has happened before. We can deal with it. But during COVID-19, it was all new. It was everything new. And we did not have any detail. I mean, you people had no detail like what it was. You know, suddenly the city got vacant, everybody were in home, the business and so many things. So all of this, how did you took the initial step and how did, you know, help the community around?
Right. So initially, I'll start with my wife. She was very anxious. And what would happen is each morning she would wake up our baby, or my baby would wake her up anyway, but she'd instantly get in front of the TV and start watching one thing. Again, here's how many people died. Here's how many more got infected. And here's what's happening in Shanghai. And she'd worry that somewhere in the neighborhood, something would happen. And it'd be a burst of people who are infected. So for 4 weeks, she and my child did not leave the house, which meant I was leaving the house. So I would leave the house and I was dealing with stress, more stress from a business standpoint. How is this impacting my business? My clients and I decided to stop coaching because that wasn't the priority. So how do I make sure that things are still taking place to make sure that I don't focus on the negative side of it? You know, I'm not going to say being the man or the husband, but in my family, my responsibility is to take care of my wife and our child, the protector. And part of that was making sure that I'm doing the things that we can control. So part of, you know, she came to me and told me, honey, I'm feeling very anxious and I'm really starting to get nervous. And I told her, okay, let's do some things differently. One, let's watch the news together one time a day. Let's do that in the evenings, because the mornings, it's not good to have that negative. So let's do it together in the evenings. Two, let's control what we can control. And the only thing that we can control back then, and I'm quite sure with you now, is we can only control what happens inside our house. So she made sure that I was the one going outside. When I come back in, I had a process I went through to make sure that I was disinfected. I thought I was a surgeon going for surgery. I did so much. And that helped a lot, because she knew that inside the house we were safe. And as long as she stayed inside the house with our child, she'd be okay. So her anxiety really came down. Now, I have some other things I did to deal with the stress, but as far as her anxiety, doing those things, talking about not watching so much media, making sure that she's focusing on what she can control and staying busy. So she did a lot of cooking during this time, trying new recipes to keep herself and her mind busy.
Yes, yes, yes. That's amazing. You know, even in one of my video and podcasts, I told people, you know, I was discussing about morning routine. I said that, you know, early morning, you should not watch television and, you know, avoid phones and all, because, you know, morning, if you get that negativity once, you know, your subconscious mind will take that entire day. And, you know, so that was amazing thing to, like, you know, highlight. I mean, yes, you know, and especially news nowadays. Oh, it's getting horrible, you know. So, that's true. So I also want to know, you know, during this COVID, and, you know, COVID really took hard in every aspect of our life, whether it's relationship. You know, people either were in distance relationship, you know, or they were into, you know, put together for a very long period of time. So it affected relationship, it affected business, it affected almost every area of life, you know. Many people lost job, career, and so many things. So, you know, and we don't know yet, like, when this is going to get end. Especially in our time, news is coming that because winter is coming back, COVID is increasing. Not sure whether the news is very right or not. But how do you, you know, suggest people, like, you know, in future also this might continue. So how do you want to, like, you know, how do we balance all this, all kind of stress in different areas? There are so many sectors of our life. Every day, everywhere there's stress. So how do you suggest?
Right. Yeah, and Dukesh, that's a very good question, because you're correct. Stress is coming from all angles now. Some of the things that were just issues before have become magnified, and now they're full-blown areas of deep, deep stress. I'll tell you one of the things that we did, and I say we, meaning myself and other life coaches, as the COVID hit China first, myself and some life coaches here in Shanghai, we got together and we said, what can we do to help people? Because we felt like us going through this, we experienced it, and also we're coaches, so we can give positive messages. I did a webinar back in March in the U.S., to tell people, here's some tips to keep your family safe and whatnot. And a group producer asked me to produce some public service announcements giving tips on how people can stay safe. And as you know, the safer you feel, the less stress you feel. Now, during that time, I said, well, I think that a 30-second clip is okay, but we need to have something more consistent. So we did 30 videos over 30 days, and the time went from 10 minutes up to a half hour. So a lot of content. And I bring this up because, as you said, it's coming from all the different areas. So myself and other life coaches, we first started talking about COVID coaching. Your home, for example, your home is not now the gym, the office, the child school, the beauty parlor. The home becomes everything. So what can we do to provide tips? So we touched on so many different topics over those 30 days. Positive habits, as you mentioned. Coping with pre-existing issues. If you had an issue before, now it's blowing up, how do you cope with that? Do you try to resolve it or do you just try to ride it out? Coping with job loss, coping with losses of loved ones. So we talked about a lot of different topics. But what we found, and we'll talk about this later, is we called it COVID coaching, but it wasn't really about COVID. It was really about life. COVID is just one of those things in life. Years from now, you look back on this, this will be one chapter in your book of life. So we stopped calling it COVID coaching. It's really comes back down to life coaching. And for us coaches, what helped us get past the stress was helping others and providing these videos.
Yes. Yeah, that's, you mentioned it very true. You know, I always tell my clients that, you know, they tell me, you know, how should I deal with stress? How should I do this? And I always tell, you know, have you ever noticed yourself? Maybe you're always like this, regardless of any situation. Mm-hmm. You know, you're always like, you're either stressed because of your boss or your colleague or, you know, anxious about your children's future. So yeah, basically everything that's happening outside is just acting as a trigger. The problem is something deep inside, you know. So that was amazing thing that you said. So the next thing that I really want to know is, like, you know, so we have this situation, whether COVID or any other, you know, the life will go on. We'll always have something or the other. How do you suggest us to have a cool or a right mindset during this difficult time? How to, you know, stay positive?
Well, I think that this time or another time, you have to have a purpose. And I think having a purpose keeps you busy. And not necessarily that deep. What is my life purpose? No, I don't mean what is your life purpose. What is your purpose for the next 6 months? You know, one of the things I do with my clients is I said, let's do a little exercise. So let's take today. Think 6 months in the past. From 6 months, 6 months ago was what, maybe April, around that time, April-ish. Think back to April. From April, when COVID really hit, to now, what have you really and truly accomplished? And most times, my clients will say, well, come on, Colin, you know, it's COVID time. Things are different. I said, no. I said, don't play that game. Don't play that game, right? COVID took place, but there are people who are strong-minded, have strong mindset, that are thriving in this time. I said, now, fast forward 6 months from now, if things went your way, if things worked out for you, 6 months from now, what will you have accomplished? And that's when they really start going from that victim mentality to thriving and saying, now, you know what? I'm not going to just watch Netflix all day. Now I'm going to really try to accomplish something. And that's when I help them now. Don't just say it, because saying it's one thing. I help them to actually do it and maintain that momentum until they reach it. So your audience, think about the last 6 months. What have you accomplished? And 6 months from now, what do you want to accomplish? And what can you do today to start going towards that? And that's a great way to deal with stress. Because if you have a purpose, then you start working towards that purpose and you don't have time to deal with the stress, to deal with the worry.
Yeah, that is so amazing. I mean, if your time, if your thoughts are, dear, you know, you have covered your brain with the purpose and what to do and, you know, steps. So I don't think so there's any space for stress to, you know, time to stress about something. So that was an amazing thing. And there also something like, you know, called as a stress trigger. And, you know, and how do we identify them? First of all, if you can tell about something about stress trigger and how we can identify them.
Well, I think I can tell you a subconscious stress trigger, and people might not realize this. Social media is a major issue of stress amongst people from the ages of teenagers through to, I would say, 50s, 60s, because a lot of times we go to social media to look for acceptance, to look for something, and we don't always get that, right? For example, we may post something, we're worried about how many likes do I have? Yeah. Or if I don't look at my phone for the next hour, what did I miss? So there's a lot of stress that's tied to the mobile device. And I think people having a very safe, healthy relationship with their devices, that helps. And there's several things people can do. They can really say, you know what, I'm only going to spend X amount of time on my device. I'm not going to look at my device X amount of hours before I go to sleep, and as you said before, after I wake up. So I think that one stress trigger absolutely is your device. Another stress trigger is media. So people say, well, if I don't watch the news, how do I know what's happening? Well, what news are you really missing?
You know, if I watch news, I get misinformed. If I don't watch news, I don't get informed. Like, what should I do?
read sports pages. Be on sports pages. Don't worry about it. But seriously, I think that an individual can sit down and if they have an honest conversation about what they are stressed about, if you identify what you're stressed about. And if you work back from there, you identify what those stress triggers are. For example, if right now you're stressed about your relationship with your spouse because we're now spending more time at home, then what is it about the relationship that's triggering the stress? And the beautiful thing now is people are spending so much time together. This is the time to address things. So once you identify what your stress trigger is, let's go another step and start to resolve it. And I'll tell you why. Earlier I mentioned if you and your spouse or your kids are having some friction in the house right now, and there's an issue, some will say, well, for this time of home restrictions, don't try to solve the problem. Try to maintain, right? Just try to maintain it. Don't rock the boat too much. And I 100% disagree with that. Don't maintain. When you're in that moment, this is when you want to address it. This is exactly when you want to address it and resolve it. Because once it's resolved, it is resolved, right? Not staying there, it is resolved. So identifying what your stress triggers are and really leaning into it, right? Leaning into it and working with whomever or whatever it is to get past that. That's how you really deal with stress.
Yeah. That is so amazing, so amazing. And, you know, as we were talking, you know, stress has really hit a lot of places like relationship, career and all. So we can apply the same method for all the aspects of our life, right?
Yeah, and let me add this, okay? I make it sound so easy. It's not easy. I want to be honest with the audience. I make getting past stress sound easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. Meaning it's not, the actual steps aren't complex, but it's not easy to do. So I want to be very, very authentic here and say, I know it's not easy, but if you work at it and keep at it, sometimes you just knowing you're trying to resolve things. Hell, for example, if my wife knows we're trying to resolve some friction we have, it helps out because we're both going to give in a little more. We're both going to be more understanding, and it will help. But it's not easy to address the stress. But as you said, you can apply the methods to resolve your stress to any aspect of your life. But across the board, you have to really sit down and write it down on paper what it is that's stressing you. And the question is, why is it stressing you, right? Answer that question, why, and what's the worst that would happen? And that helps you sort of start working through the stress.
Yes. And, you know, as you said, working on relationship with stress and all, most people are really very afraid to work on because they might think that something more negative or more, you know, the wounds will be more bigger after we discuss it or something. So I believe we should really focus on the end goal that, you know, the relationship matters. If we don't discuss it now, it will, ruin the relationship further. So it's better that we do it right now. And we have time. You know, people are actually in home together. They can. So, you know, I think we should have the end goal in our mind that, okay, we might have a little fight right now, but at the end, we both want the same thing. We want to be together. So, you know, we can work on that, you know?
Yeah, I'm laughing because, you know, being able to resolve different aspects of different. So if I put down how do you resolve your issue with self-confidence or your issue with temperament or your issue with yourself or issues with your friends, that's one thing. The spouse is a little different because everything else is you by yourself. If you want to improve your confidence, if you want to improve your temper, you can do that by yourself. But for the relationship, you have to do that with your spouse. And the hope is that at the same time, they want to deal with it. Because if they don't want to deal with it, yes, usually
they are also supposed to be in the same mental state. Yes. That is
yeah,
so,
yeah.
So my next question was, what are the effects of stress? You know, people usually don't take this very seriously. There are a lot of, you know, especially young fake gurus and on the social media saying that, you know, stress is a normal thing, it's okay, and, you know, just pass by, do the things. It doesn't happen that way, you know. Most people just think that if you have stress, you will have less sleep, that's it. But I think as a memory expert, as a brain expert, I know there are a lot of severe damage is that it does to your brain. And what are the other effects that you have come across when you meet your client? Regarding stress,
I think let me mix this with anxiety also. I know that a lot of times when we're stressed, our thought process is not positive. A lot of times we don't think about the positive outcomes. We think about how to cope or how to sort of not feel worse. So we're not in a positive mindset from the time we go to sleep to the time we wake up. And a lot of times, I'll give an example. A lot of times when people are stressed, they need comfort. And that comfort may come in through alcohol, may come through drugs, it may come through fast food, it may come through binge eating at midnight. And those things affect you mentally and they affect you physically down the road. Now, I know that somebody, for example, who is trying to improve their health and they're doing a very good job eating the right foods and having the right thought process, they may be overly stressed and say, you know what, I just need to go have a greasy hamburger or some fried chicken because it will make me feel good. And what happens is you feel great. Yeah, you feel great for the first 25 minutes. But after that, you feel that guilt. You feel like, yeah. You're like, why did I do that? I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. So stress manifests itself in several different ways. I like to tell people that, and you mentioned this, stress is normal. I don't know if stress is normal. I don't know if stress has to be normal. It's the mindset. And it's very difficult. You know, the people who say the same wind blows on everybody, meaning everybody goes through some variation of the same thing. And some people deal with it differently. I know that I get stressed. Everybody I know gets stressed. But I think it's our issue and how to deal with stress is better. So knowing how to be stressed and deal with it and not going to the point where you're getting anxious or you're doing things that are negative to your mindset or to your body, I think that's the key.
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, one thing that is very commonly you do to deal with stress, like in my case, I do meditation. You know, every day morning meditation is a compulsory thing for me. I do that every day. So any specific that you suggest or you do it continue on a regular basis to keep your mind calm or, you know, to prepare yourself?
Yes, I do two things. Well, I do a few things, but I'll tell you the two main things. The first one is when I'm feeling stressed or I'm feeling that the weight of stress coming, I will go exercise. I will go run 10K. I will go out and sweat. I will try to really take all my energy through exercise. So when I'm finished, I'm feeling tired, but I feel great because I've done something positive. And for me, I'm into sports. So that's one thing I do, almost always works. The second one I do, and this is one that everybody can do, when I'm feeling stressed, when I'm feeling worried, I try to do something positive for somebody else. That may be a text message just saying, hey, I thought about something you did before and thank you for that. Or if I see somebody's picture on social media, I'll say, hey, you look great. I will try to give people compliments, encouragement. Hey, have a great week. You're special to me. And I got to tell you, if you do that 4 or 5 times, you feel better. You actually feel better. Now, the stress will come back later. But for that time period, you feel great. So those are a few things, hacks I have. Again, the best thing to do, though, is to look at, you know, what's caused me to have the stress and deal with that. As you said earlier, the stress trigger. What can you do to avoid the stress trigger? Again, think about what is the worst that can happen? How time worried about something that's not going to happen? So looking at what you can do to really address that, that's the key.
Yeah, that's so true. So I would like to tell our audience who is watching this, if you are liking this episode, please take a screenshot of this, whether you're watching on YouTube, podcast, or anywhere, and share it on the social media. And don't forget to tag both of us. Our links will be in the description. You can watch that. And yes, coming back to the topic, you know, I was thinking how this is specifically with me, you know, and I'm sure a lot of young people has to go through this. You know, how do we deal with stress that comes from our own family members? You know, when, you know, especially people who are at the beginning of their career, you know, the parents are like, you know, you should be doing this and doing that. I mean, and, you know, the young kids, they usually get confused between, as doing what they feel like and disobeying their parents. You know, if they don't listen to their parents, they are being blamed as you're not a good kid, you're not a good child. And, you know, that comes into. So how do we deal with that stress, the stress that are around us and we just cannot go? So how do you advise to deal with it?
And this is a great question because this is so steeped into culture. This is definitely what I would say an Eastern issue. Europe, it happens. The U.S., a little bit less. I think in the U.S., parents will give the kids advice, but kids have a habit of trying to go their own way. But I know I'm here in China, and I understand the stress that takes place. And I think a big reason it takes place is, generally in the U.S., once I turn 18 years old, I want to live by myself. I will do everything I can to move or if my parents have. However, out here, you pretty much stay with your parents either until you get married. And once you get married, maybe your bride comes in, everybody lives together. But a lot of times.
In India, we have that, you know. I mean, I stay with my parents. I still stay with my parents. I'm doing business. I'm an entrepreneur. But I still will live with my parents. And even after marriage, I'll be living with them. This is our culture. We don't have problem with our parents, you know.
Right. I point that out because I want the audience to understand the culture. Because you may have some listeners or some watchers who are in India or in Asia. So as you mentioned, that's dynamic. You're in the same household with your parents. So there's more time to talk to. There's more time to put the pressure on you. I think if I had to give advice to your viewers, first of all, understand your parents are coming from a very good place. They're coming from a place of experience and they want what is best for you. The dynamic here is their advice may conflict with what you want to do. So this has been always been a very touchy subject for not just young Indians or young Asians, even as they grow up and get older. Because what happens is they say, you know what, I don't want to, but I'm going to follow my parents' advice. And let's say 10 years later, when they're around 30, 31, they feel like they picked the wrong career, picked the wrong spouse, all that kind of stuff. And they want to make another change, which causes more trouble. And I would say, you know, sit down when you're younger and have a conversation with your parents and talk things out. That's not going to work.
It's not going to, at least not in my home. You know, it was a major issue, but finally, you know, they had to literally give up. Okay, fine, just do whatever you want to do. Because, you know, they don't understand the latest culture. Like if I tell them, you know, I do YouTube and, you know, podcasting and all, like, how do you get to earn you while talking? You don't earn while talking. I mean, you know, this is what they have. They don't understand the dynamics that the world is struggling to. We have a lot of problems. So
I would say, though, that when they were your age, they probably had some of the same challenges, probably went through some of the same things. But let me ask you, because I really can't offer advice, because I've had a lot of Indian coworkers. And man, they, especially women, they go through this so, I have it so, so tough. So what are some things you've done or your friends have done to sort of make it more easy to take?
Okay. In my case, because my parents wanted me to do the same, you know, get into the same rat race life, you know, go do the banking. And I was never interested in sitting and counting others' money. You know, and I also had this sense of purpose. You know, my purpose is to create a better world for everyone. So I always wanted to live that life with purpose. So, you know, this is a little spiritual way of dealing things. How I did was, you know, most my friends, they were simply blaming their parents. You know, you don't understand. Mm-hmm. It's not their problem. You have to understand this. Okay. Like, When we are teaching kids a new topic in school, we first set their mind, you know, okay, this topic is about this, you'll be doing this and everything. Similarly, when you want to tell your parents, regardless of career, the marriage date that you want to get in, you know, if you want to get into a love marriage, you have to make sure that you prepare their mind for that. Mm-hmm. You take time, you prepare their mind for that. You tell them stories of how other people did it. You know, I did with a lot of people. I used to show them an example of other people. And I used to show them example of what they gave me. Like they used to tell, look at your uncle, look at this relative, he did this. And I used to tell them, are they really happy? Are they financially free? So why are we looking to their example? Why don't we see something, you know? See, you are advising me because you are telling me I have lived that life, so you should listen to me. I'm saying the same. Because somebody has already done it, why don't we listen to them? Why don't we just, you know, what I did was basically I tried to set their mind. First, I prepared their mind. Okay, these are the things that happens and these are the things that happen. You know, social media, there are a lot of examples I gave about Bhuvan Bam, Carrie, you know, he's an Indian comedy, you know, he makes comedy videos. So I gave him example of him. Then I gave example of Gary V, Simon Snake, you know, so many people around the globe. And I told them, you know, they began their career from social media and they're doing very well. So I would also like to go and do this and also business, you know, I don't understand how I will feel. And I also at the end told them, listen, I know at the end you want me to be happy and I will be, trust me. I might have a smaller car, which I don't think so, I just tell them. I might have a smaller car, but I'll be really happy in that car, you know? Yeah. So it's all about, you know, preparing the mindset before you actually force them or bring them into something. You just cannot bring 90s people into 80s, you know, this present life and just ask them to know. That does not happen. This is what I personally feel. I know other may have different, you know, it's based on culture. So this is something that I did, and I helped my friends also to deal with this, you know, prepare the mind.
I can, if I can add to that, I can give an example of what I've done for some clients here in China. because they go through the same thing to an extent. I think in India, there's more pressure. I'm not sure why. But in China, the parents here are starting to come around because they're seeing more Chinese people leave and do big things. So I know that with the clients who I've had who graduated, I do a lot of career coaching for recent college graduates. And one of the things they talk about is this very same issue. They want to do this and their parents want something else. What I've found, though, if I look at my clients who are in their late 20s, early 30s, who have been able to go in their own direction and the parents support it, as you mentioned, time. It's being very consistent in your consistent message. I want to do this. I believe in it for this reason. You're going to argue with your parents. Bang, 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 bang. You're going to argue for years. But after a few years, they're going to say, ugh, whatever, just do it, right? They're going to give up, right? And it's not because they're tired of arguing. It's also because they're seeing you do two things. They're seeing you stay true to what you want to do, and they're seeing you actually do it. So saying, I want to be a YouTuber versus I am a YouTuber, it's a very different message. Very different message. I think parents seeing it over a long amount of time, that does change things. It also changes things about who they're dating and their sexual orientation. Because as you know, the LGBT thing here in China is very quiet. And parents typically, you know, don't accept. But after a while, they do change their mindset. But as you said, it's time and being very, very consistent.
Yeah, very true. And, you know, with time, you know, and also, you know, movies or all this really make a lot of impact, you know, when we show them. So all this really helps. Everything has a positive side and a negative side. So, you know, try to bring all those positive things and showcase them. And as you said, you know, I want to be is not a good statement. I am, you know, that affirmation is really important. Mm-hmm. I tell my friends also. Don't say I'm interested. Yeah. Say I'm committed. No, committed. That one single thing will just shift the thought and, you know, a lot of things. So this was amazing.
One last thing. Let me add, because the original question was how to deal with the stress of that situation. I think you have to not hold on to things. Meaning, and typically, the people who have the most influence over our emotions are family members. Let's be honest there. Yes. They can say one thing and bring you down, say one thing and pick you up. Usually they're bringing you down. So you have to be able to not hold on to things. And it comes in, it goes out. And you have to show them, yes, you're listening, you appreciate what they're saying, but you can't take it to bed with you. You got to let it go. And if you're arguing about the same, for example, my dad and I were arguing about the same thing for a long time. And I remember one time my dad called me, and within 10 minutes, we were arguing. I hung up, I called my brother and said, man, dang, da, 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 da. And he goes, man, you're a fool. You're the one who reacted to it. You're the one who keeps reacting to it. Wow. So you have to let things go in and not react to it. And your stress will come down because it's no longer a priority. It's no longer impacting how you think.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, I think the reason why we react is basically our ego, I guess. You know, we think that statement as ourselves. No, I'm not that person. How can you tell me that I'm not good? Or how can you? So it's, we think that their idea is who we are. No, we are not that. We are something bigger than, better than that. So I think that's a very good thing. We should not hold and, you know, let it go. Let it pass by.
Not easy to do, but meditate, like you said, and let it go. Yeah.
Yeah, that's an amazing thing. So this was amazing. And so before we go, Colin, one thing that I want to ask you is, what is one growth mindset tip, hack, or habit that you follow in your life and you would like to, you know, give away to our people, our audience, for growth, you know, growth mindset?
I'm going to give you a growth mindset hack. And it goes back to actually the conversation we're having about how to deal with the stress in your family and whatnot. Yeah. At a high level, I think you have to have what I call having unreasonable confidence. And unreasonable confidence, that really means that no matter what input you get from family, friends, life, your confidence stays at a high level. Wow. I call it having Kanye West confidence, right? Nothing can change how you feel about yourself. And I'll give you a hack on how to do that. So remember, having unreasonable confidence really allows you not to have that much stress. But how do you get unreasonable confidence? Let me adjust my light here. Yeah, how do you get unreasonable confidence? One tip I have, and this is a tip I follow, gosh, almost every day. You have to be your own best cheerleader. You must be your own best cheerleader. Now, I'll tell you what I mean by that. If you think about the purpose of a cheerleading team's purpose is to support their team. Whether the team is winning, losing, or doing okay, the cheerleader team supports them, no matter what. As a matter of fact, if the team is doing poorly, the team cheers louder. If the team is doing poorly, they try to encourage that much more. So think about this. The only person who should be able to control how you feel about yourself, your confidence, is you. So if you become your own best cheerleader, this means that when you feel you're not doing the right thing, you made a mistake, you failed, you got to support yourself even more. And you always have to give yourself that boost. So that encouragement that comes must first come from you. So being your own best cheerleader takes the power from other people instantly. So I make it a habit, no matter what I do, if I make a mistake, I try to find a silver lining. And I can tell you for a fact, I am my own best cheerleader, because the only person who really knows how I feel and will encourage me no matter what has to be me. That's the only person I can control. So becoming your own best cheerleader is one tip to building what I call unreasonable confidence.
Wow, that is so amazing. That is so, so true. You know, even I tell my clients, you know, the longest relationship that you will ever have is with yourself. You know, yes. Your parents, leave you, at certain age, mm-hmm. and then your wife comes after certain age, your children comes after certain age, but you are always there with yourself from the day you are born to the day you are there. So you should have an amazing, amazing, relationship with yourself. That hack was amazing, Colin. Thank you so very much. And I'm really very grateful. Please.
Yeah, let me add this, because I think it goes back to, because your audience may say, well, that sounds sort of selfish, right? To have that unreasonable confidence and be your own best cheerleader. Tell yourself you're awesome, you're good every day. I'll tell you why it's important. If you think about what happens when you take off on an airplane, they'll tell you, in case of an emergency, put your vest on, then your child. Help yourself first, then help somebody else. So if you're not helping yourself, building yourself up, how can you possibly be of service to others? You must make sure your temple is taken care of first. Then you can go and help others reach their goals and be as good and positive as they can. But you must start with yourself. If you can't boost yourself up, you can't boost up other people.
Yeah, that is so true. Self-help is not selfish, it's self-love. That is so amazing. That is so cool. Also, I want to tell our audience that what I've understood right by now is, stress, anxiety, and, negativity of any kind is real because they exist. You cannot deny them, but they are not normal. Love, happiness, peace, they are real, so you keep it in your life. But stress, anxiety, these are not normal, so you solve them and remove it from your life. And that was a great show. And if you still want to have a lot of stress and anxiety, how Colin, how can my audience connect with you, please?
They can connect. The beautiful thing about today is they can connect with me seamlessly through online means. Zoom, email. So my website is www.oligye.com. OLIGYE.com.
I'll mention that everything will be mentioned in the comment box. Don't worry. Yes.
Okay. So once you go to my website, you can maneuver and how to get in contact with me. And if you're hearing this and you just want to have a conversation, if you want to vent, if you want to get a different view, because a lot of times the people we talk to in our community, in our culture, give us the same feedback. If you get a different point of view, some new ideas, some new outlooks, contact me today and we can be in contact and have a conversation within a week or two. So take opportunity and I reach out. I look forward to connecting with you and helping you to really go from where you are now to where you truly want to be.
That's amazing. And you know, Colin is an amazing person. He does personal development, career development. There are a lot of things. I'll mention everything in the description. You can really contact him. All the details will be available there. So you can really contact him. And so thank you so much, Colin, for all this, for all the hacks that you gave and for all the information that you gave. And I'm really, really looking forward to meet you again in future. Hope you liked the episode. And please, do you, anything else that you want to say or to my audience or anything?
Well, I just want to say, Dervish, I appreciate what you're doing with the platform, because what you're doing today is you're taking your message outside of India. You mentioned before that most of the audience is of Indian descent and India. And I think your mindset, meditation, I think your message also is important to take out. So thank you for having me on. And I hope that you're able to now really be global.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, thank you really very, very much. So, okay. Thank you so much, Colin. And thank you, audience. Again, if you're watching this over YouTube, podcast, or Spotify, anywhere, please don't forget to take a screenshot of this, share it on the social media, and don't forget to tag both of us. We'd like to share, hear from you and see you. Thank you so very much. Thank you, Colin. Thank you so very much.
So if you want to learn more about growth mindset for your business, for your financial, for your health, and for all aspects of your life, please follow, like, and subscribe. You know all the norms. So please do that and come back again. Thank you.